Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening. Agud Mechaydish. Tonight is first night, first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And having mind not to be Yotze the Sfira, it's the beginning of the third week of Sfira. The third week of Sfira always starts as Rosh Chodesh Iyar arrives. And we know that one of the reasons why it's called Rosh Chodesh, Rosh, the head of the month, instead of the beginning of the month, is just as Rosh Hashanah is called the Rosh of the year, because it controls the entire year, like the head, like the brain of the year, like the brain controls the body, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh of the Shana controls the entire year. Everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. Same thing with Rosh Chodesh, which is like a miniature Rosh Hashanah, encompasses the entire month, Kolel, the entire month, including all the significant, all the great days of the month, including Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, and of course the unique mitzvah that this month has, which no other month has, every day a special mitzvah like Iyar, which is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, is all included in the Rosh of the Chodesh. And being that we begin the third week of Sfira on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which, as we'll speak about soon, the significance of the third Sfira, which the third Sfira is Tiferes, tells us that Iyar has to do with Tiferes. The Sfiros, as we all know, there are 7 weeks of Sfira, and every week corresponds to another Sfira, and there are 7 Sfiros, which is rooted in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which we say every day, Vayivarech David es Hashem, V'cho Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gevura v'ha-tif'eres v'ha-netzach v'ha-hoid ki-chol ba-shamayim v'oretz and v'cho Hashem ha-mamlocha. It's chesed, gevura, tif'eres, netzach, hoid, yisoid, malchus. Those are the 7 Sfiros that those who say the Ribbono Shel Olam after the Sfira every night, we mention each specific Sfira. And tonight begins the Sfira of Tiferes. What is Tiferes? Tiferes means splendor, Tiferes means beauty, Tiferes can mean glory. There are various interpretations, various translations of the word Tiferes. And being that tonight begins the Sfira of Tiferes, and we are in the week of Parshas Emor, the week that we read the second perek of Pirkei Avos, we'll try to tie in the month, Iyar, the parsha, parsha's Emor, Emor v'Amarta, and the perek, which this Shabbos is studied, perek Sheni, to the Midah of Tiferes. What exactly is Tiferes? So we really have to look first in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about this pasuk. It's not only a Kabbalistic issue. It's a Gemara. It's Midrashim concerning the 7 Sfiras. And the Gemara tells us what Gedula, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hoid mean, besides the literal translation, which in previous years we went through some of them. So the Gemara tells us Tiferes is Matan Torah. Gedula is the creation of the world. Gevura is Kriyas Yamsuf, or Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tiferes is Matan Torah. Netzach is Yerushalayim, and Hoid is Beis HaMikdash, that's the Sfira of Lag BaOmer and Pesach Sheni, the fifth Sfira, fifth week. And being that tonight begins the Sfira of Tiferes, which is the third, corresponding to Yaakov Avinu, the third of the 7 Royim, what is the connection to the Parsha, which this year, Emor is the first Shabbos in the month of Iyar? Usually, Emor is already, after Iyar is halfway over, Emor is sometimes the Shabbos before Lag BaOmer and the Shana Pshuta. This year, things were late. Acharei was before Pesach. Kedoshim was the first Shabbos after Pesach. So Emor is the first Shabbos in Chodesh Iyar. And Parshas Emor begins what seems to be a redundancy. Emor v'yomarta, and Rashi quotes the Torah, the Gemara in Yevamos, Avkuf Yodal, the Gemara tells us that the double expression Emor v'yomarta is lahazhir gedoylim al hakatanim. The reason why it says Emar and then V'amarta is to urge on, to urge the adults to make sure that the minors, that the children, are also careful with the halachas that the parasha is speaking about, which here we're talking about the halachas of Tumas Meis concerning Kaihanim. This is the parasha of Kaihanim, the parasha of Mumim, talking about the blemishes which disqualify Kaihanim from serving in the Beis HaMikdash, the blemishes that disqualify animals being sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash. And of course we have this parasha, also the laning of all the Yamim Tovim. It's referred to in the Mishnah and Megillah as the parashas HaMayadois Shabbatoyras Kaihanim. All the Mayadois, Shabbos included, and even Chanukah and Purim, as the Rekeach tells us, are hinted in this week's parasha. All the Mayadim, Shorei Chesav Ayez Ki Yivoled, leading into all the Mayadim, ending with the Lechem Aponim and the Mekalel. Perhaps we can give a different interpretation as to the redundancy here, the seeming redundancy, Emar V'Amarta, the double Emar V'Amarta. There's another interpretation to Emar V'Amarta. We know Emar, everyone knows, literally means say. Say to the Kohanim, V'Amarta Aleihem. There's another meaning, and that is based on a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. The pasuk tells us, V'Hashem he'emirecha hayoyim, lihiyos loyla am segula, ulesitcha elyoin, and then before that, es Hashem he'emarta hayoyim. What does he'emarta and he'emircha mean? This is the only time in the entire Chumash that this expression appears. So we translate as Hashem he'emarta, you have distinguished Hashem today to be a God for you, and Hashem has distinguished you today to be for him a treasured people. So there's he'emarta and there's he'emircha, an expression of distinguishing. Rashi says here that this the meaning of the words here has no source. There's no source for this word. Rashi says, Ein lohem eid mechiach v'mikra. There's no conclusive evidence to the meaning of these words anywhere in Chumash. However, Rashi tells us he believes that it means separation and setting apart, like the translation to distinguish. We have set apart Hashem for ourselves from all the gods of the world, and Hashem has separated us to him from all the peoples of the earth. Then Rashi adds, Dover Acher, it's in parentheses, some say it's not really supposed to be in the Rashi, but Rashi says this also in other parts in Shas. Dover Acher, Umotzosi Lohem Eid. That Rashi, some say later, he did find evidence for the meaning of these words, and he says that the word He'emarta is Loshoin Tiferes, an expression meaning glory. And he quotes a pasuk which we'll be saying tomorrow in the Shir Shel Yoim of Yoim Revi'i in Kapitel Tzadik Dalet of Tehillim. Yis'amiru kol poyale ovem. Yis'amiru means that all the wrongdoers pride themselves, they glorify themselves. So that's the word that Rashi finds, the one time in Tanakh, in Tehillim, Yis'amiru. There the Mitzudas David said it to Lashon of Romimus, but Rashi doesn't go with that. Rashi considers the Aleph as part of the Shoirish. So Yis'amiru means pride, glory, Teferis, which from the word Teferis. So here we see that Emor can also mean Teferis. Emor means we pride ourselves with Hashem, and Hashem prides himself with us. We have distinguished Hashem to be our God, and he has distinguished us from all the nations of the world. Perhaps, therefore, we can connect Emor V'Amarta, the double Emor V'Amarta, and the truth is that the Pnei Menachem and other Svarim seem to be hinting that this week when they talk about this. They say Emor V'Amarta, and they say like He'emarta and He'emircha, but not going into the Teferis topic, the topic of Teferis. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Emor V'Amarta, the goal is to raise the Teferis of Klal Yisrael, the glory and the pride of Klal Yisrael. And that's really what the Avodah of Sfira is. In the weeks of Sfira, we are elevating ourselves to the level of Tiferes. This is a very important concept. We find in Eicha, when it comes to the Churban, the Pasuk says there, Hishlech Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. Pasuk at Kapitel Beis of Eicha. That during the time of destruction, and during the time of Churban, Tiferes has fallen. There's no Tiferes. There's no pride. There's no glory. The beauty of Klal Yisrael has fallen. And Tiferes has various meanings. It refers to Klal Yisrael, it refers to the Beis HaMikdash, we all say Zvul Beis Tifarteinu. It refers to Knesset Yisrael as a whole. And we know that whenever, when Klal Yisrael are comforted, like in the Haftarah that we read during the Shiva Benachamasa, this word is used too. They loikayich lisif arteich, v'hoyalocha Hashem lo'or oilom ve'loikayich lisif arteich. When Geula comes, when Binyan comes, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the splendor and the glory will be restored to the level of Teferis. The Shoyrish, the root of Teferis, is Pe'er, Pe'alev Reish. When we're in Golas, it's not Pe'er, it's Efer, Pasuk in Yecheskel. Efer Tachas Pe'er. The same letters are turned around, and it's ashes, Avelis. One puts ashes, Rachmana Litzlan, Hayaloisi, a person who experiences Avelis, Avelis over the Beis HaMikdash, Sakva Efer Yutzal Arabim, we see in Megillas Esther, is Efer. And the goal is to transform the Efer to Pe'er, ultimately leading to Teferis. And this is connected to this week's Pirkei Avos. It's really interesting that this week's Pirkei Avos begins perfectly, perfect timing for the week of Teferis, and for the double Emor V'Amarta, which is double Teferis, as we'll see why. First Mishnah in this week's Pirkei Avos, Ezoihi Derech Yishoro She'yovar Loi Ha'odam, asks Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in Mishnah Aleph of Perek Beis, Kol Shehi Tiferes Le'oiseha V'Siferes Loi Min Ha'odam. Double Teferis, Emor V'Amarta, as Hashem He'amarta Hayoim, V'Hashem He'amircha Hayoim, and as Rashi says, Yoloshon of Teferis. And what's the pasuk that we say with the introduction to Pirkei Avos every week? Ba'ameich kulam tzadikim lo'olam yirshu oretz neitzer ma'to'ai ma'asei yodai lehispo'er. That Hashem prides himself, we are the handiwork of his creation, lehispo'er, to glorify himself. The word lehispo'er, of course, is from the root pe'er, from the word teferis. The days of Sfira, beginning right when we start Sfira the second day of Pesach, but specifically beginning tonight, which the month of Iyar, it distinguishes itself from Nisan in that Iyar, as we mentioned in previous years, is Mazal Shor, the zodiac, the horoscope, the shape of the stars of Iyar is that of an ox, Taurus. Nisan is a lamb. Nisan is Mazal Tleh, and Iyar is Mazal Shor. The difference between a Tleh and a Shor is that a Tleh is fed, a Tleh doesn't work, while an ox does. Iyar is the month of work. In Nisan, everything was given to us on a silver platter, so to speak. All the Madrigas, as mentioned last week, Kadesh before Urchatz, we were brought to the highest levels on the night of Pesach, to the level of Shar Hanun. And then during the days of Sfira, we have to count and work on it on our own in order to get to that level on Shavuos that we were Pesach by night, which was given to us as a gift. It was just a matana. But during the Yemei HaSfira, we have to work for it. And that's Mazal Shor. Shor symbolizes work, avoida. The pasuk says, V'hoytzi'acha es ha'om mimitzrayim, ta'avdun es ha'elokim al ha'hor hazeh. This is what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. When you take the Jews out of Egypt, you shall serve Hashem on this mountain. Pesach is v'hoytzi'acha es ha'om mimitzrayim. Sfira is ta'avdun es ha'elokim, avoida. And eventually we come to Har Sinai, we come to Shavuos after the Avodah of Chodesh Iyar, which starts tonight. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is where it begins. Ta'avdun es ha'elokim is b'gematria Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Avodah begins now to elevate ourselves and to reach the level of Teferis Yisrael, to work on the Midah of Teferis. To be mahapech efer to pe'er, especially during the Yemei HaSfira, which although Sfira itself is a very joyous time, al pi Torah, Sfira is a joyous time, it's an elevated time, it's a time when one can reach very, very high madrigas. The Svarim tell us that the Yemei HaSfira, if one utilizes them properly, is mevato all the dinim from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. A person can be zeicher to tremendous, tremendous hasagas during the Yemei HaSfira. Later, they became Yemei Avelis. Later, as a result of the story with the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, they became days of Avelis. But Al Pi Torah, Sfira is a very joyous time. It's a very elevated time. We're counting down. When we count down to a joyous occasion, we're very happy. We're looking forward. Like when someone's counting down to a wedding, to a joyous occasion, it's not a sad time. It's a very happy time. And every day as we get closer and closer, the joy grows. It gets more and more. It intensifies. So the Avoda of Sfira is Tiferes. The reach of the Madrega of Tiferes. It says the Gemara, what's Tiferes? Zu Matan Torah. Tiferes is Matan Torah. In Tanakh, Tifarteich, it says. Tifarteich. Tifarteich. Livshi Bigdei Sifarteich Ami. We say this in the Luchadoidi, which is based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Kapitel Samach. The same Kapitel that says the Pasuk of Amich Kulam Sadikim. Says the Pasuk, Livshi Bigdei Sifarteich. Sifarteich is Bigamatria Matan Torah. Which means Teferes is Matan Torah, and during these days, beginning especially tonight, the third week of Sfira, the week of Teferes, we are working on the Midah of Teferes. We're working to be Zoichet to the Madrega of Pe'er. Yidua, what the Svarim tell us, that Iyar is Rosh Hatevis, Ani Hashem Roifecha. Refuah, the root of the word Refuah is Resh Pei Aleph. Resh Pei Aleph is the same Oisius as Pe'er. Because there was Golus, there is Churban, there are Averis, there are Mumin, blemishes, which this is the parasha that talks to us about all the blemishes. Parashas Emor speaks to us here about the blemishes that disqualify Kohanim and Behemoths to be sacrificed. A person has to rectify and work on his Midas, which Midas Ra'is are the spiritual defects, the spiritual blemishes that a person has that he has to work on. A person is created, as the Pasuk says, Adam Ayar Pere Yivoleh, the Pasuk in Mishlei, that a person is created like a wild animal. Pere is Pei Resh Aleph. V'hu Yihyeh Pere Adam. Golus Yishmael, the Golus we're in now, is the Golus of Pere Adam. Also, the word Pere, same Oisius. A person is created like a behemoth, a Pere, a wild beast, and a person has to work on himself and elevate himself and rectify his midos, and be zeichet to a refuah, because the mumei hanefesh are much harder to work on than the mumei haguf. And just like one who has a mum, or one who has rachman olaslan, an ailment, needs a refuah, so too a yid has to heal his midos rois by learning the proper svarim, by being margil himself, by getting used to, by Hergel Nasetev, a person has to learn all the svarim to talk to us about being Mesake in the Mumei HaNefesh. So just like a Kohen cannot serve if he has a blemish. Every Yid is a Kohen. Every Yid is supposed to be a Kohen. Ve'atem tehi yulim, amlechas Kohanim. If not for Chet HaEgel, all Jews would be Kohanim. All of us. So every Yid is a Meshores. Every Yid has to serve Hashem in his way. And just like a Mum disqualifies, a physical Mum, a physical defect disqualifies a Kohen, a literal kohen, from serving in the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Mumei HaNefesh sort of disqualify us, don't allow us, don't give us the proper chance to be able to serve Hashem properly. A person has to go through Refuas HaNefesh. We say Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf. A person has to go through healing the Mumei HaNefesh in order to be zeichet to serve Hashem. And that's the connection, this parasha Emor, to the time that we're in, especially beginning tonight when we begin the third week, the week of Teferis, which the root of Teferis is Pe'er. And Pe'er is the same Oisius as Pera. A person is born like a Pera Adam, Pera Yivolet. And a person has to heal his Mumei HaNefesh, which the word Pera becomes Refah Chimata, Refah, which is the Shoresh of the word Refuah, Ani Hashem Raifecha, Iyar, which stands for Ani Hashem Raifecha, and then he's Mahapech from Pere to Pe'er, which eventually becomes Teferes. And Ephra becomes Pe'er as well. From Churban comes, from Golus becomes Geula, from Churban becomes Binyan. So the Parsha talks to us about the Kaihanim, the Mumim of the Kaihanim, and the Mumim of the Behemoths, which disqualify the Behemoths from being sacrificed, because every Yid Be'emes is a Kohen, every Yid has to rectify, every Yid has to heal his Mumei HaNefesh, and that is the Avoda of Sfira. The common person, when we speak to them about Sfira, so they say, that's the time we don't listen to music. Well, that's the time that there are no weddings. They're stressing the negative. That's not what Sphira is at all. Sphira has really nothing to do with that. It happens to be that because of what happened during this time period, there's a certain Avelis, which is not as intense as the Avelis of the 3 weeks, or certainly not the 9 days. But the Ikar Aveda of the Yemei HaSphira is a positive one. The Ikar Aveda of the Yemei HaSphira is Ani Hashem Roifecha. The Ikar Aveda of the Yemei HaSphira is to heal oneself, which when we do what we're supposed to, then Hashem, of course, L'molei Oizrei Lo'yocha, the Gemara says that the Yetzer is too powerful for a person to really conquer on his own. So a person has to try, has to start, and the rest Hashem does. Ani Hashem Roifecha comes after we're Oisek and Refuas HaNefesh, after we're Oisek and Tikkun HaMidos, which is what Sphira is all about, then we're Zeichet to the Refuah, which ER stands for, which is Ani Hashem Roifecha. And we are Zeichet to the concept of Teferis, which Teferis, as the Gemara, Zu Matan Torah. Matan Torah requires the introduction, the Hakdama, which is the weeks of Sphira, the Parshias that we read during the Yemei HaSphira, especially this, which is the first Shabbos of ER, and the Pirkei Avos that we read during this time as well. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Mishnah Aleph of this week's Perek Shein, he tells us, Eizoihi derech yishora sheyavar loy ha'adam, kol shehi tiferes le'oiseha v'siferes loy min ha'adam. What's the double tiferes? Just like the double emor v'yamarta. And perhaps the idea is, ki yodua, that Yid has two nefashos, neshamos ani osisi. There's the nefesh ha'alekis and the nefesh ha'bahamis, or nefesh ha'chiyunis. Svarim talk about Tanya, it's Nefesh HaChayim, all the Svarim, the rest of them all say the same thing. A Yid has a Nefesh HaLekis, a Yid has a Nefesh HaBahamas. It's possible that a person, Rahman al-Islam, can cause that his Neshama can have a defect. And the Neshama can have a defect. A person comes to this world, even if the Neshama which entered this world was pure, but unfortunately when there's an accumulation of Avinus, it can cause a Pagam in the Nefesh. The Nefesh HaBahamis is Be'emes Pogum. The Nefesh HaBahamis is already really defected. And the job of a Yid is to work on both Nefashos. The job of a Yid is to make sure that his Neshama does not become a Pogum, and to elevate the Nefesh HaBahamis, that the Nefesh HaBahamis should be like the Nefesh HaLekis, like Avraham Avinu did. U'matzasa es levav vay ne'mon lefanecha. It's basically a Rishalmi that says that Avram was mahapeh, he transformed the Yetzer Toiv, the Yetzer Hara into the Yetzer Toiv. So he had two neshamas, two nefesh alikis, because his nefesh abahamas became a nefesh alikis, which really means his Yetzer Hara became a Yetzer Toiv. A lower level, the level of Dovra Melech, the Libi Cholal Bekirbi, Chazal tell us, Sha'aragoi Betanis, that David got rid of his nefesh abahamas, he got rid of his Yetzer Hara. See, but not, he wasn't the hapech as Yetzer Hara to Yetzer Tov. That's a higher level. That's the level of Avraham Avinu. In this parasha, we speak to us. The Torah talks to us about the nefesh. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe emor el kohanim bnei Aharon v'yamarta aleihem lenefesh lo yitamis. Svarim say it's a remez. A person should not be metame his nefesh. Literally, of course, it means that a person is not supposed to, a kohen is not supposed to be in the same room in a mace. But every Yid is a Kohen, and the Torah is Nitzchis, the Torah is eternal, it's talking to everyone, to every generation, to every single Yid who has the potential to be a Kohen, Mamleches Kohanim, that every Yid has to be careful not to be Metame, his Nefesh. And the Nefesh HaBahamas also can experience the level of Teferis. It's double, it's Teferis Lo'isel, Teferis Lo'imin Ha'adam, double Teferis, Emma V'yomarta, Lahazir G'doylem Alakatanim. The Nefesh HaLekis is Gadol. The Nefesh HaBahamas is Katan. Lahazir Gedoylem Alakatanim, that the Nefesh HaLekis affects the Nefesh HaBahamas. That the Nefesh HaBahamas can also be elevated, and that a person can rectify and heal the Mumei HaNefesh of the Nefesh HaBahamas. And Chas V'Shalom, the Nefesh HaLekis shouldn't fall to the level of the Nefesh HaBahamas, which is what happens to a Rasha. A Rasha is Mahapech his Yetzer Tov to a Yetzer Hara. And that's why at the end of the parasha we read about the Nefesh HaBahamas. The pasuk tells us, V'nefesh behema yishalmena. It's a remez to the Nefesh HaBahamas. U'make behema yishalmena. U'make nefesh behema yishalmena. That a Yid has to beat the Nefesh HaBahamas. He has to, the Yetzer Hara, one cannot transform into a Yetzer Tov right away. It takes time. First, the Yetzer Hara has to be beaten. First, one has to push it aside, like the chametz on Pesach. You can't use it at all. There can't be any chametz whatsoever. Then eventually, we're allowed to have chametz, like on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, you eat matzah, but you can have chametz in the house. It's not as severe as Pesach Rishon, when you can't have any chametz at all. Because as we're climbing the ladder, as we're going higher and higher during the Yemei HaSfira, no longer is chametz a deterrent as much. The beginning, no chametz at all. Nefesh HaBahamas is out of the picture. Makei Nefesh Behemah. You have to hit it, you have to beat it. Then eventually Yishalmena, it makes shalom, it makes peace. Al Tikri Yishalmena Ela Yashlimena, Lashon of Chazal, in the Hakdamah to Perek Shira, is Al Tikri Yishalem Lach Ela Yashlimenu Lach, the Lashon of Hashlama, of Shalom, that the Nefesh HaBahamas, the animal soul that a person has, Yetzahara, Nefesh HaChiyunis, whatever we call it, it's all the same, eventually makes shalom with the Yetzer Tov, isn't it elevated to the same level as the Yetzer Tov? And that's the avoida of the Yemei HaSfira, and another interpretation of Iyar being Mazel Shor. Shor, as we mentioned before, the fact that it's a month of work, of toil. Iyar is the month of Yisachar. It's Yaduah that every month corresponds to another Shevet. Last week we mentioned the day of the Aris Devash, that it corresponds to Binyamin. The Arizal says it's Yisachar. And Yisachar was known for his work, for his toil. Yisachar had an opportunity to take it easy. But he decided to work hard. Rashi says, oil toira. Yisachar is known for toil, work. What's the reason why a Yid deserves schar in this world? Why does a Yid deserve reward in this world? The next world, the Iker, but even in this world, the Iker is the next world. Why is there schar? The reason why there's schar is because we have a Nefesh HaBahamas. We have a Yetzirah that we have to deal with. And a person does not listen to his Yetzirah, fights his Yetzirah, serves Hashem despite all the challenges, is Zoyche to schar. A malach doesn't have any schar. A malach does things by instinct, like an animal. But a person has bechira, a person has a chaymer haguf. And the chaymer haguf, which is the nefesh HaBahamas, which makes it so difficult for a person and sways him to the other side, and a person controls himself and works on himself and elevates himself and eventually rids his nefesh HaBahamas or transforms his nefesh HaBahamas, such a person deserves schar. Chodesh Iyar symbolizes this world. The avoda in this world is the avoda of toil. Adam la'omol yulad. A person was created to work hard. Vacation is in the next world. Yisachar is oisias yesh schar. You know why there's schar? Why is there schar? Why does a person deserve reward? As we say in the Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael yesh lohem chelek la'olam haba. Yesh schar. Lahan chavay hava yesh. Yesh is olam haba. But Bereshis is Isis Barasa Yesh. Eventually there's a Yesh at the end of time that every Yid has Schar, every Tzaddik, Shleishmeyas Ve'esar Olamo, is Ve'amech Kulam Tzaddikim. Because Chamor Gorem, Chamor means the Choymer Haguf, the physicality, the Chumrius, the Gashmius, the Bahamius of the person, that causes that there's Schar. That's why there's Schar, exactly. Because a Yid has an Nefesh HaBahamas, a Yid is born like an ox. Adam ayar pere yivolet, and yet he overcomes the temptations and works on himself and his misaka and his midos. He's zaychet to schar. And that's why we read during the Yemei HaSfira, and especially the first day of Sfira, which is the second day of Pesach, the kriya is shor. Shor oy chesev oy eiz ki yivolet. Why the first day of Sfira, second day of Pesach, do we read beginning with the words shor oy chesev oy eiz? Why don't we start with we should start with the Yomim Tovim. That's really what the Kriya is about. The Kriya is about Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot and every Yom Tov. We read about all the different Yomim Tovim. Second day of Pesach, we start with Shor. And Chazal, when they give us the Simon to remember exactly what the Kriya of every day of Pesach is, specify that the first day is called Moshach, Mishru, and the second day is called Turah. The second day is called Aks. Why? Because that's the first day of Sfira. And the whole purpose of the Sfira, which Sfira symbolizes the purpose of a Yid in this world, the Shevash HaBasa is Timibayis Tehiyana, corresponding to the Shivim Shana of a person's life,
the Oid Yoiser, is to be mesakein the Nefesh HaBahamis, referred to as the axe. Shor oy kesev oy eis ki yivoleid. Every person is born with an axe. With an axe, some people a little less, so it's a kesev. Some people it's an eis. But everyone is born with midos bahamiyos. Instead of saying midos rois necessarily. Midos, animal tendencies. We're all born with it. Every person, every human being. Veli yoytzem in haklal, odom ayar pera yivoleid. And the avoida of sphira of hayoshivas yomim tachas imay, the avoida of the yemei ha-sphira usvartem bochem, mimachras ha-shabbos, also on this week's parasha, tomorrow's kriya between Revi and Chamishi, not the kriya of Rosh Chodesh, meaning the portion of Chumash that one learns corresponding to each day of the week. So tomorrow, Wednesday, we learn from Revi till Chamishi and Parashas Emor, talks to us just about that, usvartem bochem, mimachras ha-shabbos. This year, we're privileged to actually read in the portion of Chumash of Wednesday, which happens to be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is the month of Sfira, the Psukim that talk about Sfira, Usfartem Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos, Ad Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviyas, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, V'Kraftem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem. The goal is to become a Mincha Chadosha. Everyone is transformed into a new being. The pasuk says here, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tehiyena. The goal is that every year become a tamim, become complete. The hepech of a baal mum. This parsha, which talks to us about the blemishes and the severity of the blemishes, which disqualify the kohanim from serving in the Beis Hamikdash, so as also the mumei hanefesh disqualify a yid from serving Hashem, don't allow a yid to serve Hashem properly. If a person does not work on his midos, it's not possible for a person to really learn and daven properly. The person is a baal lashon hara, so what's his learning really worth? What's his tefillah really worth? A person who's a baal gaiva, which ain lecha mum gadol mizeh, the Gemara in Sotah says, man di yohir ikri baal mum, the greatest baal mum, the greatest blemished person is the arrogant baal gaiva. While an onav is called a tamim, when the pasuk says noyach ish tzadik tamim hoya b'doy roisav, Rashi says in Avodah Zarah that tamim means onav. So a baal mum is a baal gaiva, which is the root of all midos rois. All midos rois are rooted in gaiva. And anava, achnava, anava, humility, bittul, that's tmimus. Tamim tihye mashem alekecha. So sheva shabbosos, during these 7 weeks of sfira, yid has to work on tmimus. To be mesakeh in the mumei hanefesh, rooted in the real mum, which is gaiva. To become a tamim, to become an onav, to become humble, which the Mishnayos and Perkayovis teach us that very concept. Ma'oid ma'oid hevei shfal ruach, the whole idea of hachnova anova and bittel, and how to treat our fellow yid and how midos toivos, all are rooted in anova, the hepech of gaiva. So that's tmimos, and eventually tihyena. Interesting word here. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tehiyena. What does that have to say, Tehiyena? It should just say, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. 7 complete weeks. Why repeat the word Tehiyena? And again later, Mimoshvoisechem Taviu Lechem Tanufa Shtayim Shnei Esroinim Soiles Tehiyena. These words are not found by any other Karbonos, except here by the Sfira, by the Oimer, and by the counting of Sfira and the Karbonos of Shavuos. And another interesting thing we find by Shavuos only is later in Parshas Pinchas, where the Torah talks to us about the Karbonos of Shavuos, it mentions, when it talks to us about the flower offerings and the libations that have to be brought together with every Karbon, it says, only by Shavuos, when it talks about the V'yayim HaBikurim, V'hakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, it ends off, T'mimim Yihiyu Lachem V'nizkehem, that the flower offerings and the wine have to be T'mimim. Rashi brings from the Sifri, Af hanesochim yihyu tamimim. The libations, the wine, also has to be complete. Lamdu rabbi seinu mikan shehayayin shehela kamochen posel in esochim. If the wine has on top, I don't know what the word exactly is called, but what floats to the top of the wine, it's posel. It has to be complete, pure wine. Why does the Torah tell this to us, dafka by Shavuos? What about the other yomim toiv? When Shavuos is not even mentioned first, Pesach is mentioned first. By Pesach it doesn't say this. By Rosh Chodesh it doesn't say this. Or Shabbos mentioned before, or the Yavim Toivim mentioned after. Dafka by Shavuos, the Torah reveals to us the concept of Tmimus, of Tmimim. Because on Shavuos, after counting Sfira, if one counted Sfira properly, when Shavuos arrives, he's a Tumim. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor is only possible, which is Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, if there's tmimus, if there's hachno'a va'anova, because if there's gaiva, if there's arrogance, if there's midos rois, which was what took place in Rafidim, when they came to Rafidim, that's when Amalek came. Incidentally, that was in Iyar, which means that in Chodesh Iyar, we hadn't yet fully rectified the midos rois until the time that it says, Vayisu me Rafidim, Vayavoyu midbar Sinai, and then Vayichan Sham Yisrael Negero, when we traveled away from Rafidim, which is Oisius Predim, Preda, Pirud, division, which division only occurs when there's midos rois, when we're not working on our character traits, when we're not humbling ourselves, when we're allowing the arrogance that we're born with to take over, which is the Bahamius, like an animal, which is totally arrogant. An animal has no humility. An animal doesn't know what humility is. An animal gets what it wants what it gets, that's it. If, no matter what, like a baby cries in the middle of the night, and that's it, you have to give it what it wants. Because when a child is born, and in the early years, we are like behemoths. And we have to work on ourselves to become menschen, to become people. That's why the se'orim, the korban omer that was brought on the first day of Sfira was from barley. Barley is animal food. But the shtei halechem, the two loaves of chametz, that we brought on Shavuos was from wheat, which is food for human consumption. What's the reason this Svarim tell us? Because when we start out the first day of Sfira, we have to deal with the Bahamias. We're still like animals. It's the first day. Shorei Kesev Oyeski Yivoleid. Odom Ayur Pere Yivoleid. Pere, Pei Reish Aleph. Before we transform it into Pe'er, into Teferis. So it's animal food. It's barley. Shavuos, it's wheat. And then the chametz becomes a mitzvah. Pesach chametz is an aveira. Pesach sheni, it's rishus. You could have chametz in the house if you want. Shavuos is a mitzvah already. The shtei alechem have to be chametz. The only time that it's a chiyuv, an obligation to bring chametz, besides the carbon toida, which the toida again is only if a person had to bring a toida, it's not really a chayiv as much as shtei alechem. All the other menachos, those who are learning menachos in Daf Yomer, we just had the Mishnah a few days ago, kol menachos bois matzah. All the flower offerings in the Beis HaMikdash were all matzah, except for the shtei alechem on Shavuos and the toida. And even the toida, most of it was matzah, just one part of it was chametz. So the shtei alechem is chametz, which the chametz is mentioned before as the Yetzahara chametz, the chametz. The chametz is the bahamius of a person. Starting off, when we start counting sphere, we have to stay away from it. We start counting sphere on Pesach. We can't have anything to do with the chametz. Makei nefesh behema, we have to beat it. We have to get rid of it. Tashbisu, we have to burn it. Sreifas chametz. Then, as we grow every week more and more, and finally we come to Yadalit Iyar, we come to the middle of Iyar, the middle of the Yemei HaSfira, past the Yemei HaSfira, but the middle of Iyar, we're already able to use the chametz. It's not a mitzvah yet, but we're able to use it. It's not so far removed. We're beginning to elevate, we're beginning to transform the chametz into a mitzvah. Finally, on Shavuos, we reach the level of Adam. That's why the Haftarah that we read on Shavuos is Kemara Adam in Yecheskel. Then not only is it Rishus, it's also a mitzvah. Sheva Shabbosa is Temima, is eventually it's Tehiyena. Tehiyena is Begamatria of the Amech Kulam Sadiqim. Tehiyena is a Lashon of Havaya. Havaya is a Lashon of Kedushim. We find by the, when a person gets married, he's a Re'at Mekudesh Asli. When Hashem took us as his nation, the words that he used were the Atem Tihiyu Li Mamleches Kaihanim Vegoy Kodesh. Tihiyu, you become more, it's a Havaya. Havaya means it's a new being, it's a new essence. We are now Hashem's bride, which takes place by Matan Torah. Ezehu Isha Kesheira Sha'isa Ritzoin Bala. When we are able to do the Ratzon of the Baal, of the husband of Hashem, Hashem is our Ish, we are the Isha. Tachtis Hahar, that was the Chuppah. By Yisyatzku Vesachtis Hahar was the Chuppah by Matan Torah. We are the Isha, he is the Ish. Isha Kesher is the one who does Ritzoyin Baila. When we're able to totally submit ourselves to the Ratzon Hashem, then we become his bride, his wedded bride. Tihiyena, Tihiyu Li, V'atem Tihiyu Li, Mamleches Kaihanim, like Arei At Mekudesh Asleep, under the Chuppah. That's what takes place by the Chasana, by Shavuos, which is referred to in Shir HaShirim as the Chasana of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So it's Sheva Shabbosa is Tamima is Tihiyena. The Tamima is the whole Avodah of the Yemei HaSfira is to reach the Darga of Tomim, Yihiel L'Rotzen, as we read before about in the parasha of the Mumim. No Mumim allowed, no blemishes. The Avoida is to get rid of all the Mumei HaNefesh, rooted in Gaiva, the greatest of all the Mumim. And then a Yid is Zoicha to become a Kohen. and to come to Matan Torah pure, after going through Iyor, Ani Hashem Roifecha. That's why the Mishnah that we read as the introduction to every parak of Pirkei Avos is that pasuk, the Amech Kulam Sadikim, which the goal is eventually that every yid becomes a tzaddik, the Amech Kulam Sadikim, Lo'olam Yirshu Oretz Neitzer Matoai Maasei Yodai Lehispoer, Lehispoer, which is the same shoyrish as Teferes. Maasei Yodai Lehispoer is the gematria al Sfiras Ha'omer. This, the purpose of Sfiras Ha'omer is to reach the darga of Maasei Yodai Lehispoer. It's interesting too that the word Sfiras Ha'omer with the oisius, usually a gematria you try to do, it should be perfect, it should work even without a koilel. But in the Klolei HaGematria, you find in the Sfarah many times that they count also the letters. So Sfiras HaOmer is 1071, Omer with a Vav. But if you count with the Oisius, so it's 1081, which is equal to the word Teferes. The purpose of Sfiras HaOmer, and then you count the Oisius. So Sfira is counting. Sfiras HaOmer, and you count the Oisius, that's Teferes. That's the goal is that we should be Zoichet to Teferes, instead of Hishluch Mishamayim Eretz Teferes Yisrael, but rather Livshi Bigdei Sefarteich Ami, that we should be able to put on the Teferes. Where do we find in Chumash the word Teferes? It's mentioned only two times in Chumash. Once in Parshas Tetzaveh, concerning Bigdei Kohuna, a Koyein is Zoicha to Teferes, V'yosisa Bigdei Kodesh, L'aroin Achicha, L'chavoid Ulisif Ores. And that's exactly what we're talking about in this parasha. We're talking about Kohanim. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. What made them Kohanim were the Big Day Kohuna, which are referred to as Big Day Teferes. In fact, in the Haftarah this week also, which is in Yecheskel, the pasuk says, Pa'arei Fishtim Yihiyu Al Roshim, referring to the Mikbois. Pa'arei Fishtim, the Shoresh of the word is Pe'er, Teferes. Big Day Teferes. Every Yid really should have Teferes. We see Mordechai went out of the palace wearing Big God, and Mordechai was not a Kohen. Mordechai is Moshe ben Yamin. But he was wearing sort of like Big Day Kohuna, contrasting what Achashverosh did by the party. Then we find the word Teferes one more time in those psukim mentioned before that we quoted from Parshas Kisavai, as Hashem he'emarta hayoyim, v'Hashem he'emircha hayoyim. The next pasuk, where Rashi tells you that he'emarta and he'emircha is an expression of Teferes, says the next pasuk, ulesitcha elyoin al kol hagoyim asher osa lesehila uleshem ulesefores, that Hashem made us supreme over all the nations of the world for praise, for renown, and for splendor. So the goal is that we be the nation of Teferes, that we're able to wear the Big Day Teferes, that we're able to wear the Big Day Kohuna, that we're able to elevate ourselves to the Darga of Kohuna. Ba'atam tihi yulim amleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. And that starts tonight on a higher level than when we started counting Sfira. Because when we started counting Sfira, we were still in Chodesh Nisan. And Chodesh Nisan is with the first two Sfiras, which is Chesed and Gevura. But now starts Teferes. It's interesting that Iyar has in it four Sfiras, because there are four weeks, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, and Yesoid. These four Sfiras. The pasuk says, "V'hatiferes, v'hanetzach, v'hahoid, kikol." And kikol, we know, is the midah of Yisoid. Kikol is begamatria of Yisoid. So these four spheres, v'hatiferes, v'hanetzach, v'hahoid, kikol, exactly how it's written in Divrei Hayomim, which are the spheres of Chodesh Iyar, is begamatria l'ha'avir ruach tuma min ha'oretz. V'yes ruach ha'tuma a'avir min ha'oretz. I'm sorry. V'yes ruach ha'tuma A'avir min ha'aretz, because the whole purpose of the Yemei HaSfira, especially Iyar, Avi Hashem Roifecha, to rid ourselves of the Mumei HaNefesh, of the Ra, is V'yes Ruach HaTumah A'avir min ha'aretz. Hashem is going to remove the Tumah from the earth when we remove the Tumah. When we lend a hand, then Hashem completes. When we work on refuah, when we work on healing ourselves on the Mumei HaNefesh, then Ani Hashem Roifecha, Hashem completes the job. Whether we understand it or not, we were zeichet to a besura toiva this week. A besura toiva that even the world recognizes was a besura toiva. The entire Western free world, civilized world, sort of celebrated this week with the downfall of a Rosha Merusha, Yemach Shemai V'Zichrei, who, according to most whether we know or not, but this individual certainly represented Yishmael in our time. He was certainly a leader that believed in what's considered, what represents Yishmael today. And all the terror, a lot of the terrorism today that we, Am Yisrael, and Lahavdil, even Umay Sa'ilim, have suffered from, was because of this individual. Ba'avoid Rishoyim Rino. We know that in Chodesh Nisan, Haman was killed. In Chodesh Nisan, the Ma'apala of Mitzrayim, the Ma'apala of many of the Umays, as mentioned a few weeks ago, all took place either on Pesach or in Chodesh Nisan. This happened in Chodesh Nisan, at least that's what they're saying. Take their word for it, that's when it happened. Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal, as the Balaturim says, that when Yishmael falls, that's when Mashiach will come. Then Yitzmach ben David, Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal, B'gematria, Dor HaAcharon, the door that we're in now, the last generation. We were definitely zeicher to a besura toiv, and we have to be mispalo that we should be zeicher, that it should lead immediately to Tzmichas ben David. And now as we leave the Chodesh of Nisan, and it's really one more day of Nisan, because we can consider tomorrow still connected to Nisan, it's Lamed Nisan. The Nisan Asidin Li Goyal, we can still say it, especially as Chazal tell us that Iyar, in Novi, it's called Yerach Ziv. Ziv means ray. Iyar is a ray of Nisan. Nisan continues in Iyar. In fact, the reason why it's called Ziv, according to one opinion in the Gemara, is Shaboy Noildu Zivsane Ha'olam, that the Avos were born in Chodesh Iyar. We mentioned already that the Chodesh, that's not true. They were born in Nisan. So why do we call Iyar Ziv? They were born in Nisan. So the Gemara, Rashi explains over there, because when Iyar came, they were already here. Meaning, when Nisan started, they weren't yet born. They were born in the middle of Nisan. But the entire Chodesh Iyar, we already had the Avos with us. So it's, as a result of that, it's called Ziv. Because it happened in Nisan, but it goes into Iyar. Iyar is the Hemshech of Nisan, especially as we see in the Emei HaSfira. Iyar is the continuation of Nisan in order to prepare for Pesach, in order to prepare for Shavuos. It's one Hemshech HaZman. As the Ramban says, it's like Chol HaMoed. Pesach is the first day of Yom, Shavuos is the last day of Yom. And the Emei HaSfira is one long Chol HaMoed. And that's why this Shabbos we read about the Moyadim. It's a time of Moyed. This is the time to connect Pesach to Shavuos, b'hoitziacha esa'amim Mitzrayim, to ta'avdun esa'alikim al ha'or hazeh. That's why the Sefer Yetzirah tells us that Iyar was created with the letter of Vav. Every Chodesh has a specific letter. The letter of Iyar is the Vav. The Vav is the letter of connection, ki yodua. Vav, and. Vav means to connect. Iyar is the month of connection. It connects Nisan to Sivan. It connects Pesach to Shavuos. It's one Hemshech HaZman. The Vav is also the letter of connection between one another. It's the month of Chibur, the month of Achdus Yisrael, to reach the level of Ayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahor, Ke'ish Echot, to be Mesaka in the Chait of Sinas Chinam, which was what led to the demise of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, and to the reason why we're in Golos today, why there's Efer and not Pe'er, is because of Sinas Chinam, because unfortunately there are so many different segments in Klal Yisrael that can't get along with one another. And this is the time to rectify that and to work on Achdus, Iyar, the month of Ani Hashem Roifecha, when we heal ourselves from the Mumei HaNefesh, especially Gaiva and arrogance, we can be zeichet to Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Hahor, Ki'ish Echad, Belev Echad. That's the Vav. The Vav of Iyar also means to connect with one another. Rabbi Akiva was the one who darshaned all the Vavin in the Torah, and that's why it was so severe. His Talmidim should have known that, and that's why they received such a severe punishment. Because they were the Talmidim of the Rebbe who said that V'yahavta l'reacha kamarecha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. So as great as they were, that's why they were punished during this time period, during this month of Iyar, the month of the letter Vav, the month of connection, which is also, according to other Kadmainim, the month of Shimon. Nisan, according to many, is Reuven, and Iyar is Shimon. Shimon was the one who was the most responsible for Mechiras Yosef, for the first division in Klal Yisrael, for the first Machloikas in Klal Yisrael, which is till today we suffer from Mechiras Yosef, which the one who was the most involved, as we know, was Shimon, who Britzoinam Ikru Shoyer, when Yaakov Avinu scolds Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and the Ikru Shimon, because it was Shimon who said, Hinei Balach Aloimus Alozeh Bo. So the Pasuk describes Yosef there as the axe. Iyar is Mazel Shor, and Iyar, according to some Kadmoinim, is the month of Shimon. Shimon was the one who was the most responsible for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. And therefore, Iyar is the month that we have to work on Ahavas Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael to come to the level of Ayichan Shom Yisrael Negeror, to be Mesakim the Chet of Mechiras Yosef compared to the Shor, the Chet of Sin Aschinam, which is why we're in Golus. We need to work on Ahavas Chinam and Achdus Yisrael and the healing of all the Mumei HaNefesh. All the mumim in this week's parasha, Averes, Shavur, Chorutz, Yabeles, Yalefes, all these mumim are all really mumim beruchnius, that it's possible for a person to be misaken during this time. It's interesting that there's one mum that you find by a person or by an animal that are called, it's called the same thing, Yalefes, which is a sort of, a certain kind of resh, which we find that when it talks about Yalefes by an animal, it says, it's a kind of resh, she'achuza boy ad yoim misa, she'eima refuah. There's no heal, there's no remedy for it. It doesn't go away. The same yalefes appears here by the mumei odom, oigorav oyalefes, and here Rashi says the same thing, ad yoim hamisa. He doesn't say though that eima refuah. That he doesn't say. Because a yid could always heal himself. There's no such thing that there's no hope. By an animal, it says, ain't no refuah. A yalefes by an animal, there's no refuah for. But a mum, when it comes to an odom, when it comes to a person, especially a yid, who's higher than mazel, ain't mazel Yisrael, no matter what, afilu cherev chadam, arachas al tzavori, al yimona odom and arachamim, no matter what, a person can heal himself. Certainly from the mumei hanefesh. There's no person could say, I'm far gone, it's impossible, I'll never be able to change. This is the time for change. It's the chodesh hasheni. Sheni miloshen shinoi, Iyar is the chodesh hasheni. It's the month that we have to change, we have to rectify, we have to elevate, and especially mimahapech, the nefesh behema, not makay nefesh behema yishalmena, the nefesh habahamis, and elevate it to the same level as the nefesh ho'elekis, mimahapech the yetzahara to the yetzatoiv. We should be zeichet to utilize the chodesh, this chodesh, this gewaldige chodesh of Iyar, the chodesh of Sfira, the month of Yisachar. Yisachar's stone on the Choshen was called Sapir. Sapir from Lashon Sfira. This is the Chodesh of Sfira, the Chodesh of Yisachar. The Chodesh that as a result of what we do in this Chodesh was Zeichet to Schar. Yesh Schar. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Le'olam Abba. Why? Because of the Avodah and the Yemei HaSfira, working on the seven Midos and the seven Sfirois and being Mahapach, the Bahamiyus of a person, and that Schus will be Zeichet to the Minyan by Shashlishia, which will be Zeichet to be able to be Makrav of the Pesach Sheni. And see the shtei, and eat and partake of the shtei halechem in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi this Shavuos. Good night.